Breath for Truth, members in BC and in Calgary and Alberta and Winnipeg and in London and in Halifax and Montreal, and it's really starting to spread, man. It's pretty cool.
And I was wondering, what's the relationship with Press for Truth and Infowars.com?
Well, they post a lot of my stuff. I guess they like what I do. I remember back when Steve and I made the film The Nation's Deathbed, they promoted that quite a bit. They asked us to send them a copy. We did send them a copy. And lately, I don't know, Jones has been posting a lot of my stuff. I guess he recognizes that Toronto Truth Seekers and Press for Truth down here in Toronto are doing some good work, so they recognize that.
Trying to get some info out on the H1N1, and I noticed on some of your clips that you've been down actually at the vaccination sites.
Yeah, we went down to some of the clinics. A few days ago, I went to the clinic at Metro Hall, and that was quite the experience. As soon as we went in, we asked for clearance. We went to the security guards, and he contacted management to make sure we had clearance as press. But we didn't get too far into the questions until they started, people started getting agitated, especially when the word thimerosal came up. And then people started shaking their heads and saying, what are you guys doing? And then the same guy who gave us clearance came up and said, what kind of questions are you guys asking? You got to get out of here. So, and we did provide a lot of the people in line with information. But to be honest, at that point, it was a little too late. They are already, they're in line. They were already willing to take the shot, so it was kind of too late at that point to stop any of them from taking the shot. But we did what we could, and we made a few videos to show what's going on.
We aren't sure what's in these shots. What are your thoughts on the thimerosal?
Well, it's been known for many years that mercury has been linked to certain neurological disorders. Many people have talked about that for many years. A document was just recently linked. That's the insert to the vaccines that shows up at the clinics. Now, this thing lists all the possible side effects, all the possible things that could arise, the issues that could come out of taking the vaccine. And they plainly lay it out right there for you, what's going to be in this thing. Now, the mainstream media is downplaying it, saying, people who talk about those sort of things are conspiracy theorists, pay no attention to those crazy guys. Meanwhile, in the clinics itself, the documents are there to show what the serious issues could be.